Says, just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Welcome back to Verizon Radio. Our next track will get you amped for our biggest deals of the season. It's called Red Hot Deal Days.
Tuesday bundle for Red Hot Deal Days. Get a new phone, watch and tablet. Scream yippee-yay-yay, cause you can trade in your old phone for a bundle today.
Now that's a hot track for Red Hot Deal Days. Choose a new phone, smartwatch, and tablet along with tons more great deals. It's only until May 29th. Visit your Verizon store today.
Eligible phone with select trade-in and unlimited ultimate plan required and service plan required for watch or tablet. See Verizon.com for additional details.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces working to explain the deadly airstrike in Rafah over the weekend targeting Hamas. The Hamas-run health ministry says 50 displaced Palestinians died in that strike that hit a nearby refugee camp. IDF Lieutenant Colonel Nadav Shoshani tells ABC News weapons stored nearby could also have ignited.
Our ammunition alone was not enough to start a fire the size that broke out. We are checking the option that it's because of ammunition that was in the area, Hamas ammunition, that we were not aware of before the strike.
The UN Security Council will hold an emergency session today discussing that strike and renewed calls to recognize the state of Palestine. Closing arguments taking place today in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Defense attorneys wrapped up their side. Prosecutors are up next after the lunch recess. T-Mobile moving to buy U.S. Cellular's wireless and spectrum assets. That deal worth an estimated $4.4 billion. This is ABC News. A Massachusetts man is now facing criminal charges, including poisoning and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon on a pregnant person after he reportedly misled a woman he was dating into taking medication to end her pregnancy. Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan says the suspect secretly gave the victim pills under the guise of giving her iron pills and vitamins. Airlines still playing catch-up after severe storms impacted holiday flights yesterday.
On Monday, U.S. airports seeing more than 5,000 flight delays and more than 430 cancellations. Storms across the East Coast causing a ripple effect across the country, derailing plans for thousands of passengers. Passengers traveling out of New York, Atlanta, and Florida airports experiencing some of the worst delays on Memorial Day.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Some promising news for the U.S. economy. Consumer confidence tips up in May. But business research group, the Conference Board, says many Americans are still anxious about the future and inflation. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Ayler. Recall petitions against Representative Robin Voss are due today at the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
This is the second effort by Voss opponents to recall the Republican Assembly Speaker. The first fell short of the needed signatures. If these signatures do get turned in, there are a series of deadlines, including an opportunity for Voss to challenge and for petitioners to respond. If the commission eventually finds the petitions sufficient, state law requires an election to be scheduled for the sixth Tuesday after that ruling. Well, that'd be August 6th. If a primary is needed, it would be August 6th with the recall election 4 weeks later, September 3rd. Voss's current term ends January 6th of 2025. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Post-Memorial Day remembrance of many who served will arrive in Wisconsin today. The Wall That Heals is a three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The display, which travels across the country, will travel to the Village of Heartland today for its only stop in Wisconsin this year. The display can be viewed at Nixon Park in Heartland around the clock from this Thursday through June 2nd. The Wall That Heals is transported in a specialized 53-foot semi-truck, and Vietnam vets on motorcycles will escort the truck into Heartland, motorcade style, today. If you're still digging out after last week's storms, don't rely on a repair crew that just shows up at your house.
Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says if you do need work done, find a local contractor instead. Reinen says you can do a search for a contractor online at datcp.wi.gov and see if they have any complaints filed against them, or get a referral from friends, neighbors, or insurance agents. If you run into trouble, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-422-7128. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Mixed day in the grains. Wheat traded to the upside with bean meal and soybeans under hefty pressure, and corn was caught somewhere in the middle. Lean hog futures continued to grind lower. Live cattle futures showed some enthusiasm for higher prices. Feeder cattle shot to the upside, and there was another strong rally in cotton.
Live with the touch, the vibe of cotton. Via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Joe Coyma from KKV. Directly following the news, Brian Split from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
There are a lot of markets that would like to have the vibe of cotton going.
Uh-huh.
There are. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you know what? That's true here over the past week.
Okay.
You go back to the volatility that we saw 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
No.
I don't know if everybody's looking for that kind of a vibe their markets or not, dude.
The cotton analyst inside my head kind of blacked out there for a while.
Did it?
But he's back for the action now. You betcha.
Well, good. Good. Yeah. Got a little wake-up call. A little wake-up call happening.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm wearing cotton right now. I just won't tell you which half of my body.
And hopefully layered up.
Well, there's one layer. There's one layer.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis.
Yo.
We're going to be talking with Joel Coyma, KKV Trading, as Davis said. Good day to get him on with a runaway rally in the cattle market, in feeder cattle. Just a big, huge move. We'll get some perspective from Joe on what's happening in that. We'll talk cash cattle trade, why the futures market seems to be lagging behind what's happening in the cash. And, of course, we've got to talk about what's going on in these grain markets with Joe today as well. So dude, we've always got so much ground to cover. Always. You know, it's just like a race, almost a marathon trying to keep up.
Yeah, almost like 175 million acres of ground to cover.
Something like that.
Somewhere in there.
That's right. That's right. Okay, bud, we got markets to do. Let's get going.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Wheat futures gapped higher in the overnight session on reports of production cuts to wheat crops in Russia and Ukraine.
ICAR cut its Russian wheat crop estimate 2 million metric tons to 81.5 million and cut the forecast for Russian wheat exports to... The Ukrainian Grain Traders Union cut its forecast for the Ukrainian grain and oilseed production 1.5 million to 74.6 million metric tons. Export inspections of wheat in the U.S. in the weekend of May 23rd totaled nearly 399,000 metric tons. That was at the high end of trade expectations. Spillover pressure from the soy complex allowed wheat futures to pull back and to fill some chart gaps. July HRW wheat futures today a dime higher, 731 and a quarter. July SOW wheat up 3 cents to $7.25. July spring wheat closed at 757 and a half, up 4¾ cents. Like to see that SRW a little deeper into seven territory there, Chip.
I would definitely like to see that. I thought the wheat market was off and running early in the day.
Yeah.
And
it looked good.
It really did. It felt like there was, we were going to be busting through some overhead resistance, came back, pulled back, and closed below those resistance levels. So there's still some work to do to get a clear path to the upside.
Well, Chip, export inspections of corn in the weekend of May 23rd totaled to just over 1.077 million metric tons, in line with trade expectations. USDA this morning also announced the sale of 165,000 metric tons of old crop and 50,000 metric tons of new crop corn for delivery to Mexico. Heavy weekend rains and the forecast for further planting delays in the Midwest helped corn futures gap higher, but a lack of follow-through buying and spillover pressure from the soy complex resulted in a downside reversal in December corn. July corn futures 2¼ cents lower, 462½. September corn down 3 cents, 471½. December corn futures closed at 485¼, down 3 cents, Chip.
Giving up a gap higher open is not a very positive sign for that market.
Soybean export inspections weekend at May 23 totaled to just over 212,000 metric tons. That was at the low end of trade expectations. Technical selling in soybean meal futures was blamed for pulling bean prices lower today. July meal spiked resistance at the May 7 high, then reversed to close below Friday's low to finish a downside reversal. Unwinding of long meal, short bean oil spreads added to the downside pressure on meal prices. July beans also posted a downside reversal and was testing support at last week's low late in the session. July beans today all told 18½ lower, 1229½. August beans down 16, 1229. November beans closed at 1210½, down 9 cents on the day. Bro, with the reversals.
Yeah, lost upside momentum from early in the session. That was not a positive day.
Well, July cotton futures spiked resistance at the April 23 high before pulling back to close just under that resistance level. Today, July cotton futures 191 points higher at 82.43. On your livestocks, both feeder cattle and live cattle futures opened slightly higher. Feeder cattle futures then pushed to the upside to end sharply higher, with August futures at the highest level since March 25. June live cattle traded lower at mid-morning but rallied to close near session highs and to post the highest close since March 20. June live cattle 85 cents higher, 184.55. The October contract also up 45, 184.40. August feeder futures $4.37½ higher on the day, 264.60. And on your snouts, June lean hogs 47½ cents lower on the day, 93.80. The October contract fell 50 cents to 82.50, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Brian Split, AgMarket.net. How you doing, Brian?
I am doing great, Chip. How are you?
Doing real fine. Real fine. Busy day in the soy complex, man. The bear spreads working in the beans. Meal led the market to the downside. What'd you see?
Yeah, I mean, basically, we had July soybeans, the old crop, right up against those previous highs. We had made some highs earlier in May at 1256 and a half. We had a 54¾ high overnight. We closed below Friday's low. So, you know, these one-day reversals don't mean that the market's done, but I think at the very least we could expect some continuation from the reversal. We seem to be in a big 50-cent trading range in July beans. We don't want them to go below 12. That would suggest 11.50. However, if we can kind of keep things together after this reversal and eventually push through that 1260 area, then we would expect it to go up and fill that gap at 13.11¾. So we need to get a little bit more, trade here, either below support or above resistance to really know the next leg. Same deal in the meal, right? We had the reversal, big double top there, with the high that we had earlier in the month. And really, this July meal needs to hold 365. You take out 365, it measures back to 335. So beans are pretty vulnerable right now on both the soybean and the meal front.
You know, every time it seems that we are attempting to build some upside momentum in these beans, you trade to those resistance levels and bam, the selling comes right back in on it, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and I think we've probably dealt with the worst in Mato Grosso do Sul. Their forecast looks like it's going to be drying up. So now it's going to take something domestically, I think, to get the next leg higher.
Okay. All right. Good stuff, Brian. As always, thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Brian Split, agmarket.net. Like I said, it was a busy day in the soy complex, but maybe not as busy as what it was in the feeder cattle market. $3.50, $4 plus gains in feeder cattle today. We're going to talk with Joe Coima, KKV Trading, about what's going on in the cattle complex and more next.
Agriculture drives this country.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in conservation practices.
These programs help small farmers better their practice at a cost that they can afford.
They've helped me to not only take care of my family, but to take care of the land.
Today, these funds are at risk. Congress, protect conservation funding in the Farm Bill and keep agriculture viable for future generations. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Davis and I were this morning, we're talking about that the Tuesday after Memorial Day is the most Monday-feeling Tuesday of the year. It's got to be.
Here, here. Yes.
Yeah. It really
hey,
is.
Hey, but I got the lights back on, though, so, you know, something. It does feel pretty exciting.
That's big progress over what you had this weekend.
Well, it really is. A little camping trip. Didn't even have to leave the house. Brought my own picnic table.
How does the Coleman stove work? Is that thing still running on white gas?
It works great. I've got, in my emergencies, like my real emergency supplies, I've got a modern one packed underneath, but I've got about a 1952 Coleman stove. It's enormous, like the size of 8 briefcases. But I'm going to tell you, that sucker will boil your water in a hurry.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like a jet engine in there. I love it. Can't beat it.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, let's get Joe Coyme in here from KKV Trading. How you doing, Joe?
Good afternoon. Man, you said it right there. This Tuesday after a holiday, mine had the new phrase of, you know, feels like a case of the Tuesday. It's hoofda.
Yeah, no doubt. A little confusing in that cattle trade today, too. I mean, the feeder cattle market just decided it was rally day. Live cattle futures decided to hold back a little bit here. Why? What's the difference between the two markets right now?
I think the feeders to me are just trying to play catch up. You know, some of the auction barns, the prices that are seeing right now are reflecting higher than what they were a couple months ago. And you still have the futures that are anywhere from $5 to $6 to $7, $8 off of those highs. So it's like, oh, catch up there. And I think the cattle, it's always difficult to know what kind of basis to expect when we have such a good basis, the way that it is. You know, is it 8? Is it 10? Under where cash is at. So I think the cattle are just kind of waiting to see what cash is going to be and kind of confirm where, you know, the June price can be in accordance with that. But the old saying, feeders are the leaders. I mean, that was probably said a few times today at the office, that's for sure.
I would guess. It looks like last week was an all-time high in the cash cattle market. Is that right?
To my knowledge, correct. Yes. That's what we came up with as well. So
holy smokes, man. Mm-hmm. Here we are again, huh?
right. You know, let's not look at the headlines too often, right? Because it's always like, you know, Friday late when we did sag back there the last 45 minutes, half hour, and all of a sudden we kind of regenerate, you know, something with the bird flu. So that is very difficult to kind of, it's tough to navigate through, whether you're a producer or a broker as well. But yeah, these are prices that need, you know, some protection on them. But it's very remarkably bullish what we have. We have hours cut back on the kill tremendously in the last several months. But at the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, we still have Packers just looking for cattle. Yeah. It's quite remarkable.
Yeah. Did Friday's headlines on the H5N1 virus in tissue samples from one dairy cow that made it into slaughter, but the beef did not make it into the food supply? Right. It one animal. But did the combination of that headline and the way that the market traded today, is it starting to suggest that the live cattle market may not be so sensitive to the H5N1 headlines as it was, say, 6 weeks ago?
Oh, 100%. I get that thought in my head quite often. Even Friday, we're kind of arguing amongst each other, what does that mean, especially in front of a long weekend. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, guys. It seems like we've proven the safety of it. We've proven why that we have these protocols in order, because, yeah, you get a condemned cow. I mean, that's the reason that they give it that name. It's condemned. It is gone. It is not for any further use than where it stands at that point or hangs at that point in time. It is gone. So it's good to see some of these protocols that we have. They're there for a reason. And it just proves, again, the safety that we do have in our food supply. And we are making, you know, bug unsure that it stays that way as well. So I thought the market on Friday did a good job recovering there in the last 20-25 minutes. It maybe didn't seem like a big dip, but it was certainly, you know, catching the news at that point and watching it drift. You're like, oh boy, here we go again. But you know, then today you just put the frosting on the cake. I thought it was remarkable.
Yeah, it really is. Really is. Okay, cattle on feed report. Basically, it was the USDA estimates as of May 1 were in line with trade expectations. Marketing's maybe a touch stronger. Placements maybe a touch weaker. But it's hard to argue against the bullishness of the overall inventory that that cattle on feed report showed us, right?
Right, 100%. It'd almost be nice if they would get more of these kind of in line every time, too. It makes the job a little bit easier, and then we can actually look back and what happened that week and kind of focus on those fundamentals there. But, yeah, I largely supported bullish type of estimates going into it, and we hit it. We had two extra days compared to last year, so that's what kind of makes it a little bit different as far as the percentages of why you can have markings at 110, but that kind of takes care of that. But it's good, basically arrows have a quiver here that guess what? We're not really going to be coming into tighter numbers anytime soon. So I think that was a lot of it today is that the funds are starting to step in here as well. We saw this open interest lag down from 320 and down to 275. And that was 6-7 weeks in the making. But if you look at a chart, they look great. But I don't really know what to do when you have a market rally the way that it has here. What's the encore? But if you're a fund, guess what? You like the chart. You aren't afraid to buy into new highs. And I think that was a lot of the fireworks today.
Man, oh man, you are right. If the funds are just deciding that, talk to me a little bit more about that open interest and what you're seeing there, Joe. I shouldn't even try to put a percentage on it. Normally, when you see a rising market with open interest, new longs coming into the market, it is an overall bullish sign. And when the funds have they basically been out of the cattle market here for a little while?
That's my understanding when we talk the open interest here at the office and write down those that change every day. We were 2 months ago, 325 or something like that. And maybe I have my weeks all messed up. But, yeah, when the first signs of, burn flu in the beef kind of – not in the beef, but this that whole general story, that they were coming out, right? They were exiting quickly because who wants to be a part of that? And they stayed on the sideline for quite a while. But I would imagine that, the last week you saw that open interest start to increase a little bit. It's not like it's that they're just barreling in here by any means.
Okay.
But they definitely have dry powder that if they like what they see, they have some, they got some bullets, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, when they, when the momentum is already built and then the funds decide to pile on, that's when markets move in direction, move to extremes. They move further than what you expect them to, and I don't care if we're talking about to the upside or to the downside, they will extend that move, right?
Yep, it works. It works both ways, and I'm glad you pointed that out because we can see it on the other side of it as well. But they can push a rope uphill. They can make water go uphill with these kind of events there. So that's the exciting feature that I see in the marketplace here. And then you kind of dial in some of the the bullish fundamentals that are at place. It's just like, we got some highs and maybe some gaps that we have on the charts and stuff like that. And those are certainly things that we're going to be taking in account too.
Right.
But I like to see what the open interest does on a day like today. We'll see that later this afternoon or early in the morning, but it'll be interesting to see if we've attracted more buying.
Okay. So I'm kind of excited about the potential in this live cattle and even in the feeder cattle market. Does it mean that you let down on your risk management efforts? What do you want guys thinking about in the cattle trade right now?
I think you if a guy wants to do some marketing stuff, it maybe wait a little bit later in the week. I'm kind of a guy that show me some cash, what we can be, then a guy can kind of decide Thursday, Friday, because usually we have a pretty decent idea. Then we can take a look to see where the August and October board is at. If we get further out than that, you might have to look at some LRPs just to get a little bit on the cheaper coverage side, just to take some of that away. But you have a board that's such a discount to cash too. I don't get overly excited. I'd like to keep your top side open because, that's just self-explanatory there. But top side open, there'll be a time that we're going to have to maybe, it's already kind of, it's not a head scratcher necessarily, but these weights are an ongoing, it's not an issue, but it's certainly like you put an asterisk by it every time. It's like, weights are this amount over a year ago, and what do we got to do next? So now is the show list big? No, the show list really isn't big. So we're not backing up cattle. We just have a really good production year so far.
All right. that basically wraps up the conversation on cattle. I want to talk about beef when we come back, Joe, and then let's get on to the grain markets. Joe Coyma, KKV Trading, here on AgriTalk.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls and seminar discounts, plus access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were a dime higher at 731 and one quarter. July SRW wheat up 3 cents to $7 and one quarter of 1 cent. July corn futures were 2¼ cents lower on the day at 462 and a half. December corn futures closed at 485 and a quarter. That's down 3 on the day. July soybean futures 18 and one half cents lower, 1229 and one half. Novi beans closed at 1210 and a half. That's down 9 cents today. July cotton was 191 points higher, 82.43. On your livestocks, June fat cattle were 85 cents higher at 184.55. August feeder futures $4.37 and one half cents higher at 264.60. June lean hog futures were 47 and one half cents lower at 93.80. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Sorry, I was looking at a couple of texts, and I'm going to get to with Joe here in a second. Yeah, Joe Coyma, KKV Trading. So, Joe, during the break, I started getting some texts from people that are reporting in on the market. Kingsville Livestock Market, isn't that down in Missouri?
Oh, I would have to quick Google it.
I think it is. I think it is. 718-pound heifers today sold at $260 a hundred. Okay, then he says it's getting better. Two loads of 702 pounds at $264.25. How in the world can we afford to put those heifers on pasture?
Optimism, purely optimism. I'm not saying purely optimism, but I mean, it's optimistic. It's, maybe the conditions they have to put them out in grass. You got grass for, the first time in a long time, or at least consistent stuff. I mean, there's a, that talk out there, I guess, but I mean, those are significant prices, and they get better. And then, you get the board reaction today. Why feeders are quite a bit higher. It's literally playing catch up to me is what it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. I that's kind of what I was looking for during the break, is what exactly you meant by that. Well, there it is. that is exactly what you meant by that, because that is exactly what is happening out there. And they are just trying to play catch up. So the box beef market, you mentioned it in the last segment. We saw some strength in it this morning, up another $2.06 in the choice heavyweight boxes, up to $312.51. The select up to up another $1.49 to $303.21. It's a $9.30 spread. Movement wasn't all that great this morning, but I don't see anything to complain about on beef demand. Do you?
I have a hard time coming up with any big concrete, the bearish side of beef demand. I mean, a little bit would be maybe, looking at headlines with some fast food restaurants trying to figure out how can we attract a little bit. But, those are studies that are done that probably are a little bit easier to obtain, right? You get quarterly, all these reports from those places. But I think the bigger kicker, and I hate bringing this past up, but COVID, I still think we just automatically underestimate what kind of demand that we boosted that's still hanging around today. Rather than going through a fast food restaurant, you get your cheeseburgers and fries and a Coke for, say $16. I don't know. That might be low. Why not just go to a grocery store and get your 4 pounds for the same price, at least in this general area, and that lasts you the whole week, and you're moving a lot more product there. So I'm not really in the big camp of having a whole lot of bearish demand features yet. At least in my neck of the woods, you can still ribeye loins and New York strip loins are very reasonable. I don't know, $10 to $14, $15. I mean, it's not.
Well, some of the chains are starting to, they're starting to run features again on loins and ribeyes.
Yep. So that tells me, and maybe the consumer figured it out that I got all these apps on my phone about different music places I'm subscribed to and other different TVs and stuff like that. It's just like, or not TVs, but like streaming services. Maybe I can cut back a few of that because that's easier. I don't, right? So, I mean, maybe we're starting to educate the consumer in that aspect as well.
I'm with you, man. Something is happening out there, or something has happened, to your point, that has had a positive impact on beef demand. Otherwise, we're starting to defy the economic logic that high prices cure high prices.
Yeah, and it's like the whole, it's easy to do a set of study on the fast food chain and whatnot, but I still have yet to see a good, and maybe there is, and maybe I'm overlooking it, but I think it's a very hard feature to study in the first place.
Yeah.
Where do you come up with that type of stuff?
Yeah, usually it's when you do take a look at it. Well, Tonser does a decent job out of K-State with his demand indicator, but a lot of that's backwards looking. That is backwards looking data, and it's good data, but it's could be it doesn't give you some of the forethought that we would like to get out of it. Okay. We got to move on. I could talk cattle with you all day, Joe, but I feel like we need to move on because I want to get your impression on this hog trade. Good grief. I mean, man, talk about one extreme to the other. This is a market that just keeps grinding to the downside.
Yeah, it's reaching for straws a little bit, trying to figure out what we talked about the funds and the open interest, the previous segment there. And yeah, the funds were long. You had good prices up there. The charts look pretty good. And they're just like on day, I don't know, there's an old saying that said, you know, coming from a customer that says, you know, sometimes on a washout, you can have like 25 to 28 days in a hog market. And we're reaching that point. We're 25 or 26 days tomorrow. And yeah, the funds have been liquidating some of that open interest there too. So it's not like they're sitting on a whole bunch of it by any means. I don't think anymore. But yeah, fundamentals, you got weights that are 3 pounds over a year ago. You know, the kill is there. So there's an awful amount of product that's out there. You did catch a little snippet this morning that there could be a fast food restaurant out there that's going to put some bacon on one of their sandwiches, and that's going to help out quite a bit. That'll take some of this extra product off the market if that's going to be the case there. So I don't know, it can be the darkest before things turn around too, but man, that is a tough thing to kind of look at every day. Like, not even a, you know, one bounce, you know, a nice little peg, $4 to $5, $6, $7 higher, and then at least look at some hedging opportunity. But man, this thing doesn't even let you breathe.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. And you want to talk about deals and value. Look at those 2-inch thick pork chops, bone in chops. You can pick up a couple of them for $6. It's just, the value is hard to deny, but consumers didn't make the same move on pork as they made on beef during COVID. That's got to be part of it, Joe.
Right. Oh, definitely. I mean, you're looking at a different, you know, taste profile too. I mean, I grew up on a hog farm. You can get these pork ribeyes around here for like 89 cents, you know, per little 4-ounce thing. That's just like, yep, that's cheap eating for me and my family. But it comes on the weekend, and I'll, you know, grab a New York strip out of the freezer or a ribeye, shoulder tender, and go from there. So I mean, it's, you still spend a little bit on something that tastes maybe just you know, a little bit better. Yeah. You know, I don't think that's an argument between a pork guy or a beef guy. There's certainly a different, you know, taste bud.
Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. Let's jump over to these grain markets real quick. What's your general thoughts? There are some planting delays that have already happened. There's some replanting that's going to have to take place. The forecast isn't great. What are your thoughts?
It's a frustrating type of a setup. You know, to have the last 2-3 years where we just kind of fly through planting. And then this year we're snagged a little bit, but we don't get the overall reaction that we want to see on the board. The old saying, you know, rain makes grain, kind of comes into effect a little bit, but I might take it a step further and just be like, well, what if it's not encompassing this whole feature that we're going through now? Is it more of that our ending stocks are the way that they are, over 2 billion for corn and 600 for beans? Is that the overall snag? Is that the gorilla in the room? And I think that's where you get some of these days like you have today, where long weekend, nothing changes, it looks wet. How are we going to get things in? And then you have a good positive start, and then we just give it back. And maybe it's the ending stock number that we just don't have. We have enough, and we just don't have enough demand to move it. So even if we come back off of this benchmark yield that we're going to have, it's still not enough to lower that ending stock.
Yeah.
But when you have a market.
The Bears are playing whack-a-mole with the beans right now.
Right, right.
They pop up and hammer them.
Right. You know, there's rumor that China's buying, right?
That's
the last thing, but we just don't have anything to show for it. You know, so I think that's why you can have the Bears kind of easily regain control, you know, through the session, is because nothing wants to show up yet, right?
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, the new crop booking's terrible, dismal, just tragic. The new crop export demand that we've got on the beans right now, the old crop demand doesn't blow you away either. It's a tough market. But then to have meal and just give it up today, and the unwinding of the spreads and everything, You know, the cattlemen or the hog producers, the dairymen are looking at that as some lower input costs. But good grief, it was a tough market in there today. And if we do get rallies, your risk manager's got to be looking at selling into the strength, don't they, Joe?
I think that's the initial footway that we have to have here, especially after seeing a day like today that you do have news that should rally things a little bit, but the market absorbed it and said, nope, this is probably not enough, and we're going to be looking to the forecast here a little bit. But there could be some highlights out there. You know, looking at the U.S. dollar today, it's starting to break down on a chart. So if we could get that thing a little bit cheaper, maybe we can, you know, see some confirmation of some of those bean sales a little bit. But yeah, you're having a tough day on the beans today, and you look at that chart, and it's a lot of back and forth, and today was a little bit lower. But there could be, you know, one wave, two waves, and almost breaking out of a bull flag a little bit. You know, I got some numbers for like 1285 for November beans. You know, maybe that's a good target for you guys to look at.
All right. Good stuff, Joe. Great job today. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You bet. Joe Coyma, KKV Trading. Davis and I will be right back to wrap up today's AgriTalk.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Get to Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 and get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. All with free and fast delivery. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here with you. Chip Flory as well.
Yeah, man. I'm here.
I don't want to spend hardly any time on this. Just to say, I am living proof. A little preparation, folks. I didn't know there was going to be a power outage. Yes, you do. Okay? Yes, you do. Maybe not tomorrow. It might not be for years. And I hope you never do have that power outage. Get some stuff. Just have some stuff ready. Just to go. Just in case. I was just out of power from midnight Friday till midnight last night. The entire weekend, no electricity. I had some things put aside, some contingency plans. See? And I'm not dead yet. You know, I've survived so far. Just saying. Get your stuff together.
I am not nearly well enough prepared for said event.
It doesn't take as much as you might think.
Well, but you think about it. You had water.
Yes, I did. And hot water. That's a big one.
Right. And if I lose water, if I lose power out here in the timber,
right,
I lose water.
I'm telling you when, my brother.
Not if, it's when. I got to get prepared. Mm-hmm. I got to get stuff.
It's just a thought because I was, you know what I was
doing?
Farming
fleet.
While I was charging up my solar panels, I was sitting in a chair trying not to fall asleep so I didn't get a sunburn. Yeah, solar. You go solar.
Wow,
they're out there.
Man.
They're out there.
You are something else.
Well, I'm just glad it worked.
Yeah.
Anymore, you order something online, and you know you're liable to end up with just an empty box. Like, here you go. Good luck.
Yeah. Well.
No, this went just fine. Went just fine.
Yeah, good. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
And there's Brian's some issues out there again right now, isn't there?
Yes. There's more weather coming. Not in my immediate area around Kansas City. Looks like we're pretty clear for a while here now.
Yeah, but northern Missouri is those pop-up showers are happening again.
A little further north, they're starting to.
Yep.
Yeah, starting to decorate the old weather map.
And back in central Kansas, central Oklahoma, there's weather watches, both severe storm and tornado watches on the Kansas-Colorado border, the panhandles into New Mexico.
Yep.
It's a mess. And then, of course, Houston just got hammered. Mm. That stretches all the way over to New Orleans. There's rain all over eastern Minnesota and Wisconsin and northern Illinois and over into the eastern belt. Wow.
Yeah. Had a great conversation this morning about the weather.
Yeah.
It sounds like we may flip to hot and dry here at some point.
We got a while before we get there, but yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. Second half of the summer, if the patterns and predictions hold, mm-hmm. second half of the summer is going to be a different story than what we've got going right now. Move El Nino out, La Nina back in. Which has basically happened, And so I'd call it the second half of June, and into early July, we should be looking for a major change in the pattern based on the conversation that we had this morning with the guys from BAMWX.
Yeah, interesting. I want to rewind us to Brian Splitt's words from agmarket.net. He doesn't seem to think the funds are all that nervous about buying cattle near tops. Did I hear that right?
I think Joe said that, didn't he, Joe Coima?
He might have.
Yeah.
I had it under Brian, but either way, it was put out there. Oh, yeah. No, you're exactly right. That was Joe. Yep.
Yeah. Funds trade differently than most.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I shouldn't even say most, because they bring a lot to the party when they come to play the game. There's no question about it. There are times when they can be the big money player in the grain markets or in the livestock markets. And when they decide that momentum is on their side and it is, and they don't have a position to take advantage of that momentum, they want a position that's going to take advantage of the momentum. It doesn't matter if you're making new, if you're at all-time highs. It doesn't matter. That's not really in the thought process. What's in the thought process is that prices are going up, momentum is to the upside, and I need to get into a long position. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but I need to buy more to defend the long position that I've already got in place. When that kind of stuff starts happening, Davis, that's when you just, like we said, markets can move further and faster than you can anticipate. And it happens in both directions, both down and up. Mm-hmm. But boy, you just have to understand that it can happen.
Yeah. Hmm. You used the words terrible, dismal, and tragic in the same sentence. Do you remember what you were talking about?
Hogs, right?
New crop bean demand.
Oh, that's right.
But I think it might apply to hogs as well.
I think it might apply to both, but it was new crop bean demand.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
That is nothing but an anchor on the bean market right now. Yes. New crop bean demand. Yeah. I mean, nothing but an anchor. It's ugly. It is ugly.
Yeah.
Well, the hog market. What did he say? We're on 25th or 26th day?
Oh, yeah, we're on the 26th day. I was going to ask you about that, too, but there's no time.
Washout.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. All right, National Weather Service, 6 to 10-day outlook. June 3rd through the 7th has got above-normal temperatures expected over the entire country, the entire 48. Well, you can even throw the islands in there. You cannot include Alaska, but you throw the islands in there for above-normal temperatures. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Below-normal precipitation, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Western Iowa. Nah, we'll call it northern Kansas. There's a band of near-normal precipitation expected through most of Kansas, northern Missouri, eastern Iowa, and most of Minnesota. And then above-normal precipitation expected in the eastern Corn Belt, basically east of the Mississippi River. Wow. We covered a lot of lot of ground on the morning and the afternoon show today. Come back tomorrow morning. We got a farmer forum tomorrow afternoon. Scott Davis.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality